What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I am the type of guy that will answer the phone if it's a number I don't recognize. I am the type of guy that will respond to a text if it's a number I don't recognize.
I'm the type of guy.
I am. Ladies love Cool Carson. And so I got this text message on Saturday that said, "What's the weather like where you are right now?" And I said, "Snowy, cold. Who is this?" And then we ended up in a whole text conversation about things going on, coming to Boston and what it would be like for sightseeing. And a lot of people are saying I'm getting scammed, that this is a scam.
That I feel like, yes, there are scams out there, to be sure. But I don't know that that was one. Because she didn't ask you for anything.
No, but they say that there's a scam out there called the, somebody just texted to me. It's called the pig something, the pig slaughter or the something like that. Yeah, essentially.
And she asks you for restaurant recommendations?
No, they fatten you up. You know, like you fatten up a pig before you take it to the slaughterhouse? They fatten me up and make me think that they're kind and friendly, and then eventually they're going to try and scam.
When's the last time you guys spoke?
That was on Saturday.
Yeah, you usually, like, I feel that you once you get your mark, Carson, you don't let them off the hook. You keep digging.
Right, maybe.
Until you're so uncomfortable and you felt that you've made such a connection that you would be rude not to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the weather like where you are? Such a generic random opener that it feels scammy, but she never asked you for money. So
Nicole is from Abington. Are you the type of person that just answers random text messages from numbers you don't know?
Absolutely. I'm the type of person who will have conversations with people on the street. They come up to me, I go up to them.
That's different.
Why is it different if it's digital? It's the same.
If somebody's like walking up to you, like asking a question or something, if you're like having conversation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I talk to random people in an elevator. Will you do that?
I would have did the same.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Do you talk to random people in elevators?
I do.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. What's going on? How you doing? How's your day?
Yeah, this is different than an internet scam.
And nobody...
That's just small talk in an elevator.
What's small talk on a text message?
Right. No, I agree. It costs nothing to be friendly. And, you know, there are scams out there to be had, sure, but... I don't know. It just, in this world, it costs nothing to be friendly to people.
And I don't want to think that I'm not friendly, although lots of people do think that about me. But, you know, it's
thank you, Nicole.
If somebody needs something on the street, if somebody, you know, you bump into them or what have you, sure, of course.
Well, then what's the difference in a text message then?
You don't.
Because maybe they just had the two digits transposed.
That's fine.
And they were trying to find their friend Grace, and now they know.
And maybe they didn't, and that's the thing.
Then double check your number and call Grace.
But she wouldn't have known that if I just...
She'd have figured it out because Grace wouldn't have texted her back, and then she'd go back into her phone and be like, oh,
no, she'd have probably...
Person.
She might have gotten into a fight with Grace. Maybe they were lifelong friends, and then all of a sudden, Grace isn't responding. What have I done? I'm starting to second-guess my relationship with Grace.
I can't.
After you told that story, I got a text from a number I did not recognize that says, "Hey, Dan, what's the weather like where you are?"
Yeah.
Got him.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Respond.
And I'll never know.
Why? Just write back. Sorry, lost your number. Who is this? Why is that hard to do?
I have a checkered history. I can't just be answering any old text message.
They have your number. They know where you are.
What if it's somebody you don't want to talk to?
Well, you could say, just say, oh.
Oh, just say what? Oh, I don't want to talk to you. I blocked your number for a reason.
What are they going to do? It's obviously somebody you know where their number just got.
Somebody I used to know. That's a different
all
thing.
All right,
Gautier. Those are keywords.
Let's see. I have Debbie, and this happened with Debbie. What kind of text did you get?
So the person had sent a text message saying, hi, Dad, I hope all is well. I just want to wish you a happy birthday. So I was like, you know, I never answer texts. So I said, I feel bad. He's texting the wrong number. So I answered him and I said, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. He proceeded with another text, quite a few texts, stating that this was his dad's number. His dad passed away 3 years ago and that he has many cherished memories with this phone number. And I was, he asked my name. I said, no.
Right.
He's like, how long have you had this number? I'm like, 35 years, whole life. He's like, no, that can't be it. That's not. Then he just kept going on and on. And I said, nope, I can't go down this rabbit hole anymore.
So you just stopped responding?
I did stop responding. He sent a couple more and then I blocked the number.
Huh.
Well, that's tough.
I wonder what it was. Do you think it was somebody trying to scam you?
No, I could have kept going, but I couldn't because I was like, I don't, because he, you know, he was getting personal.
Right.
We live in Iowa, and I felt like it was going somewhere I didn't want it to go.
So you've had this number for 35 years? So he's got to be like a number off or something in his happy birthday text.
Yeah, maybe he got a number wrong or something in there.
Or he wants you to keep listening until you feel sorry for him.
He was a 503 and I'm a 508.
Right. Oh, you think he was starting a sympathy scam, Kennedy?
I hate to be that person.
100%.
But yeah, 100%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, you're not like me because I will just keep talking to you.
Carson would have been like, yeah, I can Venmo you $100. That sucks.
Do you use Zelle? I use that too.
I've never been to Iowa. What's it like?
Flat.
Right, thanks. Yeah, right?
Thanks for calling in, Debbie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got a text message from the 603. I just found a text thread very almost exactly what they said to Carson. Definitely a scam.
Oh, wow.
From the 508, tell Carson don't be gullible. Also from the 508, if Grace and this person were so close, did she just get her number? Why did she have her number transposed? Was it not already in her phone? Carson texts some Canadian stranger. Why is no one alarmed that he recommended Mike's over Modern?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.